Bezos Hashem Yisbarech, our halacha topic from Kuf Lamed Aleph is the halachos of dwelling in a house that does not have a mezuzah kosher on its doorpost. It emerges from our sugya because our Gemara told us that even though Rabbi Eliezer said that many machshirei mitzvah, for example, cutting down wood or a lulav to be able to use for a lulav or wood possibly for a sukkah as well, would be permissible according to Rabbi Eliezer because machshirei mitzvah doche Shabbos. Nevertheless, the Gemara says on the bottom of Kuf Lamed Aleph Amid Aleph that that would not apply to affixing a mezuzah to the doorpost. It qualifies as bone, and it would not be done on Shabbos. That machshir would not be acceptable. The Gemara asks on top of Kuf Lamed Aleph Amid Beis, why not? When it comes to mezuzah, you're being mevatel mitzvah at every second. Says the Gemara, since you're able to be mafkir, that house, and no longer be chayiv for it, it's not a necessity. If it's no longer a necessity, and you could be mafkir, so then in such a case, it's not doche Shabbos. This brings us to that topic of what a person is supposed to do if there is no kosher mezuzah on the house, in an instance where they are intending to dwell in it. For example, the Sefer Berer Halacha in Chelek Vav in Yoredeya, in Simin Reish Pei Beis, deals with the following phenomenon. And that is, every once in a while, you go to someone for Shabbos, and they put you up in an apartment. As you walk into the apartment, let's take the following scenario. You see that there's no mezuzah there. What's the halacha? Now, first of all, if you're a pundiki, if you're a guest, and you're not socher, you're not renting the room, then the halacha is that a pundiki has 30 days to put up a mezuzah. He doesn't need to put up a mezuzah immediately. However, if he's someone who rents, so that's a gemara, a sugya, in Perek HaShoel, at the end of Perek HaShoel, in Bava Metzia, the Gemara discusses that a socher, a renter, really has a chiyuv immediately to put up a mezuzah, and that is the halacha in Eretz Yisrael. However, those of us who are living in Eretz Yisrael, by definition, once we are here, we are kavua in Eretz Yisrael. However, in Chutz La'aretz, your place is in Eretz Yisrael, the Gemara seems to intonate. However, if you're there for 30 days, mameila, it appears as if he's kavua. We're dramatizing the Gemara, but that is the way most Rishonim explain the Gemara. And that is that in Chutz La'aretz, not every dira, by being there for one night, is not considered kavua. In Eretz Yisrael, wherever you go, even for one night, is kavua. And therefore, if you're renting this apartment, then that is a real shiloh. The best suggestion that many poskim give, which was a suggestion that Reb Zalman of Volozhin, as we're going to describe in a story that's quoted in his name, followed, which emerges from our Gemara, is the individual who's renting that place should be mafkir, should make hefker his zechus in that building, and now our Gemara returns that Hefker is Potter from Mezuzah. This suggestion the Pnine Halacha brings down is also found on the commentary of a famous set of Sefer in Hilchos Mezuzah, that's a Sefer, and Hilchos Tam in general, Sefer Das Kedoshim in Simon Reish Pei Hei, Sif Kotin Gimel, in the commentary Migdash Ma'at on the Das Kedoshim. There he suggests, in a case of where a mezuzah falls off on Shabbos, so then your lechura, one, is stuck, it cannot be affixed on Shabbos, that the best suggestion would be to be mafkir the house. And the Ramban, on our sugya, says beferish in Dibar Maskul Darminan, that if he lives in a bais of hefker, so then in such a case, he won't be chayiv to affix the mezuzah. Some suggest that in such a case on Shabbos, since he was stuck and the mitzvah is lekpo mezuzah and he can't, then he's potter. While others suggest that you have to leave the house, the best solution is this solution that emerges from our Gemara, to in front of three people, to be mafkir the house. Now the Sefer Birur Halacha, in the case of where you come to a house, and before Shabbos, you notice that it doesn't have a mezuzah, is not sure whether hefker would work, because maybe hefker doesn't work for someone who is a socher. And some say also, maybe you can't just be mafkir if you're the socher. You also need the confirmation of the maskir. At the end of the day, though, this might be a possible solution, and it is the solution that emerges from our Gemara. In fact, this is recorded in a biography from Reb Zalman Volozhiner that was written many, many years ago. It is a collector's item. I would recommend this book. It's interesting reading. It would be a study in the development of biographies of Gedolei Torah. Many have written about the milos and chesronos of biographies that have been written today. The Sefer Toldos Adam was written, I would approximate, in the early 18th century. That's a while ago. After the early death of Reb Zalman of Volozhin, who was the brother of Reb Chaim Volozhiner. I once was discussing a Rambam with Reb Braunschweigel, may he have a refuah shleima, and he, not only being sholeit in many sugyas, and in the Svarim of Rishonim and Achronim, he brought me a raya from the Sefer of the Toldos Adam, which is this fascinating biography of Reb Zalman Volozhiner, and there they describe an interesting incident. And that is, Reb Zalman Volozhiner came to a hotel on Erev Shabbos, and he noticed that the mezuzah was less than one-third down from the top of the doorpost. That's something that people are not careful for. And Reb Zalman Volozhiner was makbid on the fact that it needs to be a third down, and there wasn't enough time to fix and the only way he would use that room, since it was too close to Shabbos, to actually readjust the mezuzah, is he had the owner, he asked of the owner to be mafgir, the bayis, in front of three people. So we do see that our Gemara was used, this idea of being mafgir in front of three people, as in the story of Reb Zalman Volozhiner. The Rajba points out in our sugi, in Dibra Maschil Howel, that this solution will only work for 30 days, like we mentioned in Chutz La'aretz, similar to what we mentioned in Chutz La'aretz. But more than 30 days, making the house hefker would not be enough. So B'shas HaDchak, we see from our Gemara that if a person is in a situation where the mezuzah is not affixed, and for particular ones, the best thing would to be mafkir the house. In the case of Schirus, there are questions in Choser Mishpat whether that schirus would work. This is a suggestion that emerges from our Gemara.